This week, California Senator Barbara Boxer asked the Consumer Product Safety Commission to consider requiring that all toy guns, including BB and rubber pellet guns, be brightly painted or carry fluorescent strips, a response to the Cleveland police shooting death of 12-year-old Tamir Rice as he held a black toy or BB gun. So Congress is paying attention, and so is the town of Livermore, California, where high school students are undertaking a yearly ritual, a mock battle assassin played with Nerf guns and red markers as knives. Police and school officials have asked them not to do it, but it started last week in a lot of area schools in Northern California, hoping to be the last team standing, and it's still underway. Let's bring in the principal of Granada High School in Livermore. Her name is Philomena Rambo. And Principal Rambo, we cannot help but note your name.
Well, it is kind of ironic that my last name is Rambo, and yet I'm stopping the guns.
That is, I'm sure, what you hear on a daily basis. But you are. You're asking kids not to use these Nerf guns, we should say, which, you know, some people would say they're easily identifiable as toys. But what are your concerns?
When you look at a Nerf gun up close, it's clearly a toy. And they, of course, come in all shapes and sizes. What's concerning is that in the cloak of night, whether students are stalking their target outside of a house late at night or early in the morning as the students are ready to go to school, it's hard to tell what color something is and what it actually is. So we've had situations in which neighbors have looked out their windows and seen students crouching in bushes with what looks like guns pointed at the front door. So they've then called the police. And then, of course, when the police come to do a check, they're anticipating finding real weapons. So they bring out their real weapons and hold the kids at gunpoint.
You've had police draw weapons on kids who are playing this game.
We have. Consider how students like to play laser tag or paintball, for example. Those are games that are played in arenas or controlled environments. This game has the entire city as its playground, if you will. And so there are lots and lots of people. We have about 85,000 people in Livermore, and most of them don't know that this game is going on. So it may be a bit surprising for them to see, you know, kids wielding guns. One of the things that concerns me about these particular guns is that, in your example, police thought that a gun looked like a real gun because it was black. But real guns now are being made to look like toy guns. They're painted in bright neon colors, neon pink, neon green, neon yellow. They look like squirt guns or blasters or Nerf guns. So really, a police officer must assume a weapon when it's being wielded as a weapon.
Yeah. Well, and so I'm thinking that Senator Boxer's request that toys be painted brightly might not be the full answer if real guns are being painted brightly. But tell us more about this game. It's been going on for 2 decades in Livermore. It's popular in Northern California. Some other states have moved to ban it. What happens? They, kids are running around town, hiding from each other, trying to hit each other with a Nerf ball?
More or less. It's basically cops and robbers. You know, it sounds like an innocent enough game, but kids are excited about it. The adrenaline gets pumping. Basically, this game is set up with a godfather and a godmother who organize the participating students or kids into teams of two. There's a $5 buy-in, at least that's the version at our school, and each pair has a target of another pair. Each pair is also the target of a different pair. And the idea is to go out and shoot your target, assassinate them. The kids have over the years acquiesced to our requests by keeping it off of school officially as far as their rules are concerned. They will disqualify players who actually break the rules. So right now, the new version that's out is that it's not able to be played between the hours of 7:30 and 4 o'clock. So students have to have plenty of time to get to school and from school before they start to play it.
Well, and so that they won't get hit. We're reading in the San Francisco Chronicle that there's a Twitter page with tributes to these fallen players who've been hit by a Nerf ball. There's a separate YouTube account with cell phone footage of the kills. We understand parents participate as well. They'll act as shields for their kids.
Yeah, they will. When students are walking out the front door to go to school, rather than getting shot right off the bat, the parents will come out so that they'll take the bullets for their kids. But I think what's happened, this game has been going on for a long time, and it's not simply in Livermore, California that it's played. And again, it started innocently enough, but I think as times have changed, as we've had more accidental shootings, and also as we've had to face the tragedy of school shootings, I think to have a game that's associated with shooting in and around a school becomes concerning for the students' safety, and, yeah. it becomes maybe an issue of social consciousness because of the fact that we are almost being disrespectful to the tragedies that have occurred. That's probably putting a little bit more weight on it than the kids even consider. So maybe it's too much. But I think times have changed, and I would hate for there to be any kind of a tragedy that followed simply because kids were literally caught in the crossfire because while they were playing a game.
Well, I'm imagining there are listeners who are wincing when they hear about kids having kills, and you know they will be concerned about kids getting desensitized to this. Although, you know, Cops and Robbers has been going on for a long time. But just one quick question: you're entering into the second round right now. This is going on, even though you've asked for it to be stopped. Is there a chance, looking forward, to change it?
Well, my hope is that the kids will recognize that they can be creative and they can come up with something that's senior and not adult, and they can have fun all over town without having it be a shooting game. When I sat down with the godfather and godmother of round one, I sat down with those students along with our senior vice principal and also with our school resource officer, who's a member of the Livermore Police Department. And when we were talking about the potential dangers of the game, I could tell that they feel that we're being alarmist. You know, this is just a kid's game. This is a tradition. It's our right. It's our senior privilege. At their age, nothing is going to happen to them as far as they're concerned. But when we started to talk to them about the potential for lawsuits, then Officer Cabral, our resource officer, said, you know, your parents are going to get sued. That, I think, is what prompted these kids to withdraw. So a second set of godparents have arisen, and they've modified the rules slightly, extending the safe zone time. But they've also had the students sign a waiver saying that they would never sue anybody. So I think that's kind of interesting.
And it's just amazing to think that the lengths that young people are going to, you know, to have what really should be a harmless game, but in this day and age, you feel you can't see it that way. That's Philomena Rambo. Yes, that is her name. She's principal of Granada High School in Livermore, California. Principal Rambo, thank you.
Thank you very much.